And now this is a dictation for Lucia, L-U-C-I-A, Huertas, H-U-E-R-T-A-S, September 25, 75. Addresses a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up for Mrs. Huertas, hypertension, proteinuria. Last visit a year ago. Blood pressure at home, 130s over 70s. She's trying to do low salt, has not been able to lose any further weight. She's careful with the diet, isolated right shoulder discomfort at night when she's lying down. During daytime, no weakness, no decrease in the range of motion, no exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. Apparently, she's going into menopause with high flow vaginal bleeding, follows with gynecology. Review system done extensively, medication list review. I will highlight the losartan, high dose of HCTC, on Norvasc, a number of supplements. Today, blood pressure 140/78 on the left side, weight 224, chronic right facial weakness from paralysis from few years event, no respiratory distress, lungs were normal, no arrhythmia, no edema non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 1.15. She has fluctuated over time. Present GFR 58 stage 3. Low potassium, normal sodium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, mild degree of anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hypertension, likely primary type. In the office, fair. Our goal is 130 over 80 or less. On a full dose, priority medications, diuretics, calcium channel blockers, ARBs, continue physical activity, salt restriction, weight reduction, monitor low potassium, lightly represents the diuretics. She is taking over-the-counter potassium pills. I will not oppose the use of a potassium-sparing diuretics, aldactone or similar. Electrolytes will be rechecked in the future. Mild anemia, probably from irregularities, menstrual period from menopause. Is mild, does not require treatment. Other issues discussed with the patient, follow up in a year.